Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker. Brought to you Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Going to be one of those weird weather days.
It is very weird.
Kicking off 48 degrees right now.
Yeah.
A little chilly, but nice.
Mm-hmm.
But a high of 75, which will be hitting around 3 or 4 o'clock. So you can choose to sweat in the afternoon and be comfortable on your way in, or freeze on your way in and be comfortable on the way home.
Okay, or you can layer. I will remove my shacket later.
Wow.
And then I say I shed a layer.
No, see, here's
like most snakes.
Here's the problem with Rochester layering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have winter bodies, even in the summertime.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay, so like when I layer, I'll do like ribbed long sleeve shirt underneath a hoodie and then like a jacket over it, right? I don't do like t-shirt, jacket most of the time because like I either there are t-shirts that look good for me to just wear t-shirts.
I was more asking what a winter body was.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, we have, I think Rochester may lead the league for men in boobs.
Boobs?
Men, boob per
like
men
an extra
cabin.
Like layer, you're saying? Like you have your own winter layer that never goes away?
Which does not make it look good if you're just wearing a t-shirt, which means starting to layer stuff over it.
All right, cover your sins.
Just wanted some clarification.
Would you not agree? Like we got a lot of guys with boobs in Rochester.
And
like,
oh, yeah.
Guys that are in decent shape other than the boobs.
Yeah.
Like somebody should do a Kodak investigation.
Oh, you think they may be involved?
Look, I mean, I'm not here to say they are.
Chest overexposure.
I'm just here
tonight on Channel 13.
There are several unanswered questions.
Yes.
Well, look, I mean, you have man boobs.
Oh, bad.
I've had a bad case of man boob my whole life.
But see, mine is built into the system, man, because my old man had it. And one of my brothers didn't get it. Here's what's weird. I got it. My dad got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
One brother got it. One brother didn't.
Ooh.
Sister didn't get it.
Oh.
My sister was flat-chested, skinny girl.
I just got uncomfortable.
No, my sister had no rack at all.
So your dad, voluptuous rack.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why he would dress up like a Playboy bunny at Halloween.
True story. Sometimes not even a holiday.
So, first of all, I'm glad you're back and feeling better this morning.
All cleaned up, buddy. Ready? Rested, ready? Ready to go.
So you had a big appointment yesterday?
Had a big colonoscopy yesterday.
All right. So for those who have not been listening to the show the last couple of days, Tommy revealed late last week that because of his colonoscopy yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You were going to have to prep for that all weekend.
Yeah. So basically, I had to start Sunday morning early.
Yeah.
So if you went to go visit Tommy at Bill Gray's for the home field advantage on Sunday night Ravens game, he was, how many times did you use the bathroom at Bill Gray's?
6 to 8 times, I think.
By the way, they want their money back. They just reached out to us. So then yesterday during the show, it was really kicking in.
Yeah. So I was going like every break, I was dashing upstairs. Got all my steps in.
We were talking to Hot Take Dan Fates just after 9 o'clock from 13 Wham. In the middle of that interview, Tommy had to get up for 10 minutes and go poop.
I had ass peaked.
Yeah.
At that time. And my pucker couldn't hold any longer.
It was going downhill as the show went on. You started strong, and then it was getting to you by the end.
You could see the fear in his face.
Oh, bro.
While we were doing the show.
Yeah. It starts boiling up. You would literally hear it in your body.
So the smart thing to do, if you are you, is to cut one loose, immediately get in the car, and drive home right away.
Can't do it.
Why?
Because I got this colonoscopy, and I can't, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I cannot have anything else. I can't have any water, nothing.
Okay.
So I want food. When I get home, I want to eat.
Okay.
I want a Fat Boy eat.
Okay.
And my wife cannot shop for me for Fat Boy eating, because she's never been fat, and her skinny self doesn't know what to effing get.
Okay.
Because if I say, get me a sub, get me this, it'll be light, this, and they didn't have that. I thought this would be healthier. No, I want garbage.
Give me the good stuff.
I want horrible, fatty, salty crap in my system. She can't handle that, so I had to go shop. I wanted it in the house when I got home. Okay. I want to dick around.
All right, look, I get your issue here.
I want to go ass to sub.
I get one of the worst ways to eat natural. You go farm to table or ass to sub. No, look, I understand where you're coming from.
So I had to go shop.
No, but you don't, though, because you have a legitimate, DEFCON 3 ass bomb ready to go off at any moment, and you're walking around the nicest grocery store in America.
Yes, and I did.
And how'd it go?
So I didn't have to get a lot, so you know I just got the stuff for that night. Mm-hmm. So I went to self-check. I'm at self-check, boom, 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 and boom, there it is.
Wait, what's there it is?
It's a four-alarmer.
Oh, wait, it's coming in self-check.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So if it's self-check.
The worst time.
Yeah, no, but not bad because the self-check at Pittsford is right. It's a beeline right to the crapper.
Yeah, okay. But you got to finish your self-check. You can't self-check, stop mid-self-check.
Park the cart right next to the door, and I go in and I uncork. And it was my worst one of the the weekend was at Wegmans.
Really?
So it was a double dumper because I thought I was done, and then I had to stay there flush and do it again.
The last bit.
And there's like people coming in using the whizzer, so I could see them coming in. Because this one only has one dumper in it. I was a little surprised.
What
Danny, hey, I think he put two dumpers in there. He's got the bag.
Well, didn't America write that song about the Pittsburgh Wegmans?
Well, how's it go?
I've been to the store with a bathroom with one dumper.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
So I was going to try and do Horse with No Name, but I screwed it up.
Oh, what, you're doing America?
I blew it up. Yeah.
I came to the grocery store with a
dumper. Okay, I'm sorry. Guys, I ruined it, and I'd like to apologize.
I apologize to America. The actual band.
The country or the band. Yeah. Okay, so you double dump inside the
double
bathroom.
So I didn't poo myself.
Okay.
I did get in there and get it done. Cleaned up, go home, and then I've got to like, the worst thing, I had like 2 hours of nothing to do at the house, and I can't do anything. You can't drink anything. You can't have a sip of water. What do you do?
What'd you do?
Nothing. What can you do?
Well, continue to empty your ass.
Yeah, but I can't leave the house. I can't take a walk. I can't walk the dog. I have to stay near a toilet. So I'm just sitting there watching midday television.
Worst kind of television.
Yeah. Nothing. There's nothing there.
All right, can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
Because, like, I saw you were in legitimate, pain's maybe not the right word.
It's just misery.
Okay. And I saw. Because
you ain't eating, you ain't drinking, nothing.
So you were dealing with that. Mm-hmm. Plus, I could tell by the look on your face every time something was bubbling, you were afraid you weren't going to make it to the toilet.
Yeah. Bro, you get to be my age. You don't have the, you ain't got the pucker muscles of a young man. Like, you have a good, you both y'all have good young puckers.
Well, I work on my pucker.
Do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Saturday nights don't count.
No, that would have the opposite effect, I think.
Well, that's what you should realize.
What I'm getting at is, for a day like Sunday and Monday, it is surprising to me you didn't go get, like, a diaper. And I'm serious
I'm
when I say that.
I'm not diapering, bro.
Look.
Listen, diapers may be in my future, but I don't need it yet. And I don't. No, man.
No, okay, hold on. Hear me out.
That's throwing in the towel.
Hear me out. And the phone number is 252-WCBF. No, if you don't have a diaper, you may need a towel.
No, true.
This isn't a permanent thing. I'm saying it's a once in a 3 or 4 year whenever you have to have a colonoscopy.
I think you got to buy a box of them. Then they're there. Then it's like Tommy's diapers.
Well, no, you just buy one.
No, you can't buy one. You got to buy a box.
No, then you chuck the rest of the box out.
My wife won't let me do that because that's wasted money. So I'll have to have Tommy's box of diapers up there. Okay. No, I'm not doing it.
It would not be unprecedented, for example.
Just in case, you know.
There are women who I think, I don't know if they're called diapers. Maybe ladies.
No, they're diapers.
They're adult diapers.
Yeah.
After women give birth, there are things they will wear.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
But it's same concept.
It's basically like underwear, just with a little extra, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah. And whatever.
Padding.
What do you call these things, ladies? 252-WCMF. The point I'm making is these women at 25, 30, 35 that are having kids, they're not going to be wearing these for the rest of their lives. It's a one-time thing to prevent ruining your jeans.
But I'm not at a one-timer. I mean, I'm coming up on diaper age.
I just find it weird you're so sensitive about a functional thing that would have helped you yesterday.
Yeah, if I walked in here with a diaper, y'all light my ass up.
But we wouldn't know.
How would we know?
They make new
sneakers. Because you would see it in my jeans.
No, they've improved.
I'd have
on
like puffy
technology.
Boy pants. I'd have a pillow ass.
I don't think you'd be able to tell.
Plus, you wear baggy enough jeans where I don't think we'd notice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're loose enough.
Like, you look like a Beastie Boy circa 1993.
Yeah, they were cool, man.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. You know they were cool the way you said they were cool. They were cool, man.
They were with it, baby.
They're your age, by the way.
I know. I have them on my phone. They play jazz now. I have them doing jazz tunes.
When the band that was with it is now playing jazz on your phone when you were younger, it's time to put on a diaper.
Don't say that about Sting either.
252-WCMF. Tommy getting his colonoscopy over the weekend. It all got done yesterday. But inexplicably, he decides to go to Wegmans right after the show, even though he's blasting ass every 15 minutes, gets
your
caught.
Brave, brave soul.
In the self-checkout line, but you made it, thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
I did not have an accident.
I'm being straight up with you. I'm 39 years old. If I had to have a colonoscopy next week,
yeah.
I would wear a diaper for 2 days.
Well, it's kind of, bro, I want to be around when you got to go for your first one.
For the colonoscopy?
Yeah.
Probably not that far away.
No, how old are you, 38?
39.
Like
40 or something?
No, 45? It's not 40. What are you trying to get all up in
my...
Does your family have a history?
My family
being a-holes?
Yeah,
yes.
If you have family history, you got to start early.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure I have to start early.
Here's a problem with family history, and there are some people here in this town that will understand this. If you have family members that traditionally die young, you don't know what your family history is.
True.
And we Duffies tend to just drop.
Well, no, wait.
But that would be more of a reason to get one.
Wait a minute. You got a grandfather that's
so on my mom's
old.
On my mom's side, I have a grandfather that's in his 80s right now.
Right.
On my mom's side, both of my great-grandparents went – well, my great-grandmother went to 102, 98. On my dad's side, and we did the genealogy on this. Like, as we're looking back, my dad's dad died in his 60s,
yeah.
Heart attack and cancer. His mom died of cancer in her late 50s, early 60s. And, like, as we went back, and we're looking at death certificates,
yeah.
It's all heart, 58, heart, 62,
oh, okay,
dead.
Okay.
Like, my grandmother, my mom's mom, died of a massive heart attack out of nowhere in her 60s.
Yeah, but you can find out if your parents went. And they found polyps that they know, like, at a young age, you'll know, like, you got to go early.
Oh,
to
I understand.
Check.
I haven't talked to my dad about his butt yet.
Talk to your mother, too.
About her butt?
Yeah, I did last night. She's fine.
252 WCMF.
Your mama.
25. Yeah, we all got it. What are you doing? Sting doing jazz now? Your mama.
Your mama.
Your mama. Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey,
Tommy, I have a question for you. Did your doctor take you out for dinner before you done it?
Wait, say that again?
Did he take out for dinner before you done it yesterday, Tommy?
I don't know, but it's probably funny.
Something 14.
14 what?
I said before dinner.
Did his doctor take him out for dinner before
out for dinner.
You get it, Tommy?
Yeah, he bought me roses and everything. Nice guy.
But Teddy, you tell me you never had a colonoscopy? Yeah. You never had a colonoscopy.
I had three times. Actually, I turned it 3 weeks ago on the 21st of August.
Wait, we circled the date because the night before his doctor took him out for dinner. Hey, Teddy, did you wear a diaper while you were preparing?
No.
Why?
No, actually, I'm okay. I can eat in the last 2 days before I've done it. I have no problem with that.
Oh, okay. Not like you fat American Tommy, having to stuff your face with stuff all the time. Teddy, good bill of health, though? You're all good?
All good.
All right.
I have done it every 5 years, but everything all good. Thank you.
All right, well, good. Teddy, we want to keep you around as long as possible for dynamite punchlines like that.
Oh, good. You should put me on your payroll over there every week over there, man.
Okay, Teddy. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Let's give Teddy a break. It's still only 6:12 in the morning.
I know.
All right. 252.
Did you say 14?
252-9263. Well, no, that family history thing does suck.
Yeah, I mean, some people just got it bad, man.
Well, but it's like you don't have to think about it until all of a sudden you do.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, like, you know, you're 25, you're 30, you're 35, and then all of a sudden you start getting those questions at your primary care doctor.
Right, they want to know about your parents.
Exactly.
And then you
your
start to think about stuff that, like, that didn't feel right. Maybe that you start your mind starts to go down a very dark place just based on things that you know your family members
much
have
like
experience.
Your colon.
Well, let your doctor take their dinner first. Kimmy,
what did you say? 14.
That didn't feel right. Oh, why is my stomach acting up today?
Do you have family history you're worried about?
So on my dad's side, yeah, like they all had to go like super early. So I think I'm supposed to start like soon.
Well, your doctor will tell you.
Yeah, I need a doctor first.
Wait, you don't have a doctor?
I mean, I have like specialty doctors. I don't have a main doctor. I know that's bad, but
don't have a checkup, like a yearly just physical?
No, I don't.
You don't either, do you?
No, I have a pro. My wife's a doctor.
Oh,
I have 72 doctors.
Yeah.
I have 72 doctors that follow me around with charts all the time.
But that's good. You got to have it.
No,
it sucks, but you got to do it.
Like, I asked Kimmy yesterday. I got a call from my doctor, and I'm like all nervous about something. He's like, yeah, check your my chart. I'm like, okay, sorry, message. Everything is good. Okay.
By the way, I love my chart because, like, you get your answers immediately. It used to be like, well, this could be cancer, maybe not. We'll send you a letter in a month. Like, now you get home, like, hey, I'm cancer free. I'm happy.
No,
you
it
know?
Really is like when you'd file for a loan that you knew the bank wasn't going to give
you.
You get that letter that it's just going to turn you down
right.
eventually. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but you got to check this crap early.
No, I understand. It just
especially
sucks.
You got a bad history with the health like I did.
No, I know.
No, you were boozing and smoking. I was drinking my ass off. You got to catch it early.
I love how you said was drinking your ass off.
I've slowed way back, bro. way back. Half a bottle a night, tops.
Wow, look at you go. No, I'm with you, man. Like, because it's funny, too, to see the, like, when you're honest with the doctor, which you're not.
I am, to a point. He doesn't need to know everything.
To watch the reaction on their face change as they start, as you start to tell them about, like, things that you do or did in the past. Like, the amount of doctors I've had go, hell, what? Because, like, I didn't know that was weird. That was what we were around, you know.
It was normal.
Being on the road, telling jokes, especially living in this town, right? Smoking, drinking, eating, it's what we do.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I wasn't supposed to do that hard for
It is weird when they ask you about drugs, and I say, well, I haven't done it in a long time. And I said, it was always like, I just tried it to see what it was like, which they're also appalled about. And they're like, you know, you shouldn't try cocaine just to see what it smells like.
Boo.
And he did too.
Did he take you out to 14 first?
No, he did 14 to 10. You're stupid. And you look like girl.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The way that Bill's game ended Sunday night makes everyone want to go watch a game inside that
stadium. Oh, sure.
But there was one man who will never watch a game inside that stadium ever again. Yeah. And here's the thing. As appropriate as I believe this punishment is, I do think there is something further the NFL can do to ensure that stuff like what happened on Sunday night, never, ever.
How can they control it?
Oh,
it does happen like at least once a season, once or twice a season.
And in every NFL stadium, too. This isn't just a Bills thing. Bro, it's a great idea.
Oh, okay.
You hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So as part of that massive Bills comeback on Sunday night, there was a moment that wasn't so great.
Oh.
DeAndre Hopkins caught the final touchdown catch for the Ravens on Sunday night, that one-handed beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And as he caught it, he ran to celebrate with his teammates against the wall in the stadium.
Yeah.
And while he was doing that, there was a fan in the front row, guy who looked, probably his early to mid-20s.
Yeah, he looked young.
Yep. And he was shoving Ravens players in the helmet.
Yeah.
Like reaching over.
Yes. Kind of like pushing them away, but like
hitting him in the head.
Yeah.
So you can see it live on the video. In fact, if you watched NBC on Sunday night, they were breaking down what the kid was doing.
So he's being a Johnny Jackwad.
Being a huge Johnny Jackwad.
Yeah.
The Johnniest
of the Jackwads. He actually runs the Jackwad squad.
So at one point, Lamar Jackson, who gets his head pushed in, turns, looks at the kid, and two hands shoves him in the chest.
Yeah.
All right. If you watch the video, it's the funniest thing ever. Because Lamar Jackson simply places his hands on this kid's chest.
After the kid put his hands on him.
Yes, and pushes forward. The kid disappears immediately. Yeah.
Like he just shoved him to the ground, basically.
He's gone.
Yeah, he just like fell backwards. Yeah.
Disappeared. Okay. So Adam Schefter of ESPN is reporting that Bills fan has now been banned from all NFL stadiums forever.
Okay. So he's out.
He's out.
Now I don't think it's that hard to get yourself banned from an NFL stadium.
Well, assault somebody, because that's what it is.
I mean, there are plenty of things that could get you kicked out, and that seems like an easy one to pinpoint.
Yeah.
All right. So first off, I hope this kid enjoyed his last ever game at that stadium.
Well, he didn't see a whopper.
Well, no, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't see the end.
He got thrown out.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Second, I would assume that sitting where he was sitting, he's probably a season ticket holder, unless he bought him from somebody.
Unless he was invited by somebody, in which case that guy made it. I would wonder if that person regrets their choice.
You would have to.
But if this kid is a season ticket holder
and
was planning on getting tickets across the street, if he already paid for a PSL in the new stadium, how is that going to work?
Oh, does he have to eat it?
I don't know, because he's not allowed to go into the stadium. He signed a contract with the Bills. That's his PSL. All
right.
So you could be out thousands of dollars because you wanted to touch DeAndre Hopkins and Lamar Jackson on the head.
Yeah.
Does he deserve what he got?
Oh, more than. They should. To me, those people should be arrested.
Okay.
Because that's technically an assault. Okay. And if you're really going to stop it, I would have them locked up.
Kimmy, do you think he deserved it?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, people...
Think of the exposure, man, those guys are.
You can't encourage that, you know? Like, you should make an example out of somebody who does
that. Pouring beers on guys and all that stuff.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's assault.
Now look, here's okay. Now you're kind of sounding like a bitch a little bit.
Well, it's
assault. It's assault.
It's one of those things where it's like being where you're sitting, especially like that's like an awesome spot to be in, and you should like
respect the seat.
Yeah, you should respect the seat, man.
You know what they say?
What's that?
Don't be a Johnny Jackwad.
No, like I agree with both of you. He deserves a ban. Fine. And here's the thing that pisses me off.
What's that?
It makes Bills fans look like massive dicks.
Oh yeah.
Which we are not. But more importantly, on his part, it's a bitch-ass move because you, as the fan, have the safety of the wall, the higher ground, and the security. And I'm glad what happened after he was hitting those guys in the head was on display for the world because Lamar Jackson, when you see him amongst other NFL players, does not look like a large person.
No, of course not.
He looks svelte and skinny.
Yeah.
When you see Lamar Jackson stand next to regular human beings.
Yeah, he works out 8 hours a day.
He's a large, scary man.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson touched this man in the chest, and he went flying ass over tea kettle backwards over his bench seat.
You know, maybe everybody should watch those old Philadelphia Flyer videos where the guys would go into the stands in full gear and engage like the audience and start getting into fistfights. Where was the one where the guy fell into the penalty box with the dude?
That was Ty Domi, beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, like there's nothing worse. Like you fell into the tiger pit.
Yep. There was a time with the Buffalo Sabres where a man jumped on the ice and Rob Ray got a hold of him on the bench and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, maybe everybody should watch the. That should be mandatory watch a video of just how strong these
guys
are.
Like if you're bold enough to say it or do it to that person, I mean, they should be able to counter.
Yeah. Perfect transition. The new idea to prevent this from ever happening again. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The next time a fan from the stand wants to put their hands on a professional athlete, let him go.
All right, MMA.
Whatever happens now, happens. Like Lamar Jackson does not get stopped.
Yeah.
That fan does not get dragged out. I promise you, real quick, that is going to end anybody touching any professional athlete for the rest of their life.
It'll be like Roman gladiator time.
100%. Whatever happens now happens. If Lamar wants to go into the crowd, he
like
can.
Like if a ghoul has come out and give you the thumbs up, thumbs down, chop his head off.
If he wants to pull that kid over the wall onto the ground and do stuff to him there, fine. Because it has been far too long since we have had an incident like the Malice at the Palace when the Indiana Pacers went into the crowd
That's
in Detroit.
That's a great documentary, by the way.
And started fighting fans. And by the way, it did not work out for any of those fans. My favorite clip, because you saw that documentary.
Oh, yeah.
There is a clip in that video, if you go back and watch the Malice at the Palace. And, okay, now hold on. We do have younger listeners.
30 for 30.
Yeah. There was an incident back in 2005?
It was in the early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah. Where at the end of a game in Detroit, the Indiana Pacers, long story short, someone threw a beer on Ron Artest. All chaos broke loose, and the entire bench of the Pacers.
Basically, it was, like they said, it was chaos.
They're fist-fighting fans.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite clip from that entire chaos. There is a chubby Detroit Pistons fan who, when Ron Artest goes into the stands, he decides to like stand up to Ron Artest, and like he comes up to Ron Artest, who, by the way, is 6'8" and like 260 pounds
giant
at the time.
Giant human.
He is the prime athlete of his time. This guy, fat Detroit person, puts his dukes up. Like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Ron Artest stops for a second, looks him up and down, and then proceeds to blast him in the face with a right hand and drops him.
Yeah.
Like, this guy in that moment legitimately thought he was going to take a shot from 6'8" Ron Artest.
Yeah.
If that – I'll go even further.
Yeah.
With this kid being banned from all NFL stadiums for the rest of his life, whatever, after putting his hands on the Ravens the other day, we'll let him back in.
All right.
You can come back in, but you have to fight Lamar Jackson.
Well, I wasn't thinking so much fight him, but, like, you know, there's a – it's not a famous video, but Mike Ditka, when he played for the Chicago Bears, a fan got on the field, and there's video of it, of him literally open field tackling the guy. The guy's in street clothes, an old school 1960s street clothes, where he's not that mobile, you know?
Well, they got that audio. Hey, see, check me out. I'm on the 50-yard line. See, I'm on it. Look at me.
And he knocks the guy cold in the middle of the field during a game.
So you're saying just let the guy take a good NFL hit
a complete
once.
Open field tackle.
You get a head start. They're going to chase you down.
You could go, and he's going to chase your ass down and
I like
slam.
That idea.
And you do it at the moment the game is when it's happening.
Yeah.
So like you stop the game, the ref blows a whistle.
Yep, yep.
You bring the kid
go
out.
Go for it, kid.
He starts at the goal line. Lamar starts at the back end zone, and he gets to run you down.
And by the way, if Lamar misses, your team gets 3 points.
Oh, not just Lamar, too. All the guys that you touched?
Yeah, everyone you make contact with is part of this attack. Yeah. I love this idea.
But if he gets you, that team gets 7 points.
No, because we're going to give up seven. Okay, but yeah, I guess the fan would be responsible right. for that for his own
right.
team.
So put it on the. Yeah.
I don't hate that idea.
And then there you go.
I got to tell you, man. Like for all the excitement,
who wouldn't want to watch that?
For all the excitement that happened on Sunday night,
yeah.
It would have been more exciting if you had a 25-year-old kid sprinting for his life away from Lamar Jackson, yeah. who's trying to take him down.
Yeah, who's got like world class speed, and how mobile is that dude?
Dude, bro, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, you can't get away. You can't touch that dude.
Look, we are very fortunate to have the jobs that we have.
Yeah.
And being in the jobs that we have, I've said it before and I will say it again.
What was that?
You do not understand how big and strong these professional athletes yeah. are. Like when you
They're freaks of nature, man.
When you stand next to one of yeah. them for the first time, it's breathtaking.
Yeah.
When you are on the sideline for the first time of an NFL game and you witness a hit, hear and feel that hit standing next to it,
yeah.
you thank your lucky stars that you did not have the talent or the genetics
yeah.
to make it to the league. Because when they say it's a car crash, it's a car crash.
Oh, yeah.
And you're, as a 25-year-old, 140-pound, punk-ass kid.
Full of beer.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Lamar Jackson isn't facing any fines or anything,
he's
right?
He's probably going to get fined by the NFL. Fined? If you touch a fan,
yeah. Yeah.
whether it's in celebration or not, they fine you normally. Yeah.
So let's say if you're somebody that like jumps into the stands of an away stadium, do guys like that get fined?
So even in the home stadium, they used to fine you for it. I don't know if they do it anymore.
No, just curious.
But it'll be
because I didn't see anything about anything he'd potentially be facing.
Normally fines come on Tuesday. So maybe today. And I mean, look, if it happens, it happens. He's got the money.
I hope.
But no,
I hope he's safe.
I'm hoping it's just a fine, you know, because it could be like I don't think it would be a suspension, but it could be, right?
Even the Bills that were asked about it defended Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
well, yeah man,
no,
because
not...
how do you stop the guy?
Exactly.
There's no security there.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Thanksgiving Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas. So when I was a kid, I went to an Hammerks game, and they were playing the Binghamton Whalers, and this was back in the old War Memorial before they renovated it. And they used to have a stage at one end. Well, the opposing team would leave. They would exit the ice by that stage, and they used to have fans sitting up there on the stage. Well, I guess the Whalers had left. They were always kind of like bullies anyways, like the Binghamton Whalers. They went to go leave, and a couple of fans had like gotten to this big brouhaha with them, and it turned into this huge freaking melee where they were beating the hell out of each other, the fans and the hockey players. I mean, there was beers thrown, there was Zweigelstall tossed all over. It was insane. Afterwards, they stopped, they changed the ice altogether so that they left out of that corner and they stopped having fans on the stage.
No, it's a good plan. It is funny how back then they didn't worry about it because there are NFL stadiums where fans would leave in the yeah. same exits that players in their uniform were
oh,
going
like the
to the locker room.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Like they're walking out of the tunnel to go yeah. home. He's like, bye, Mike Ditka. Have a good day. You know? Hey, Mikey, good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, fellas.
There goes Mike. I'm telling you right now,
yeah.
I don't care how tough you think you are, there is not a professional football player you could beat in a
but
fight.
But there are guys that talk like that, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck.
I know.
I'll take Matt Prater over you right now, and he's 41 and 120 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a frail-looking dude.
Kickers.
Yeah, even for just a person.
Well, think about that. He is an average-sized person.
Yeah.
And on a kickoff, he is the last line of defense. Like, he has to throw his body at 41 as a regular
size. Yeah, but don't they kind of fake it, though? Like, I know they kind of, like, have to stop it, but they're not like, yeah.
There are guys that throw their body out there.
Yeah.
I mean, remember Brian Moorman? He was a regular-sized man, the punter for the Bills?
Yeah.
He would get lit up all the effing time.
But he'd stick it out there.
Yeah. I mean, there's a famous video of him in the Pro Bowl, Sean Taylor, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Blew him up. Blew him up. And how he survived that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All men have a police chase fantasy.
Yeah.
Not that you want to run from the cops, but with all the movies and video games we love.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know you'd be good at
mm-hmm.
it. And you'd look super cool doing it. Bless you, Kimmy.
Bless you.
That is maybe until it happens.
Yeah.
Because in this, bless you, specific case, there is no way when these guys got their shot, this guy got his shot,
mm-hmm.
he thought it would be as lame as it ended up being. Because you can't be cool running from the cops on one of these.
Oh, one of those.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, Monday morning, 2 a.m.
2 a.m.?
Bay Street in the city of Rochester. An RPD officer says they saw a man on a motorized scooter.
Okay, that could be anything, though.
Motorized scooter. Like, I think it's a stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Motorized
okay.
scooter.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yep. Okay. And on this motorized scooter, this man was violating traffic law. The officer also said the scooter operator had appeared to have a gun on them.
Wait. They think he had a firearm.
Appeared to have a gun on him is what the officer right. said. So, the officer attempted to pull over the scooter rider, and unfortunately for police, the 37-year-old scooter rider did not feel like pulling over.
All right.
So, the chase was on, man.
All right. And this officer thinks he may be armed.
This is what they believe, yes, according to the story. Police say the 37-year-old led them on a chase.
Yeah, how?
While scootering through the city of Rochester.
What's the top end on a scooter?
20 miles an hour?
I didn't think they went more than 30.
Okay. And is this
not with a full-grown man on him? And armed, possibly.
I'm dying to know if this was one of his rental scooters
in
the city.
Yeah, those definitely don't go that fast.
So this is a low-speed scooter chase.
Yeah.
We're looking at here.
So how did it end?
All right, so when you think police chases, Tommy, you think like Bullet,
high
French
speed,
Connection.
Well, cool cars, fast cars, Fast and Furious.
Furiouser.
Badass.
Taking tight turns, trying to lose them.
Is this one of the few ways a police chase fantasy could end up being lame?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because like, there's no video game called Grand Theft Scooter.
Nobody would buy that game.
Would it be cool to run from the cops 252 WCMF in an electric scooter? Because what you lack in speed, you do make up for in handling.
Okay.
Hey.
I guess.
But the cop could just, like, roll down his window and grab you.
Why didn't they?
Yeah, right?
Well, I mean, would you be at an advantage running from the cops in a scooter? Because you can go places that patrol car can't go.
Yeah, but you can't, I mean, nowhere with rough terrain.
Well, no.
It's not like if you're on foot, like, yeah, you're right. You can go wherever you want.
No curbs.
You could try to find place to hide or disappear, but, like, the scooter really actually limits you.
Yeah, I think you're screwed.
I don't know,
man.
You're
scooter screwed.
I'm telling you.
Because you're going to slow down if you go on the grass.
First off, it's called being scootered. Second of all, some of those scooters have like the big, thick, fat tires, so they can go on grass and things like that.
All right.
Look, no matter what happens, it seems in this story the scooter did not give an advantage to the scooter rider.
No kidding.
Because with everything we've just told you, police see 37-year-old man on a scooter 2 in the morning around Bay Street. He's doing traffic violations, and they believe he has a gun, so they try and pull him over, and he takes off. His story, as crazy as the story is so far, it's about to get even crazier.
What happened?
Authorities say eventually, the 37-year-old man scootered to his house on Clifford Avenue.
Oh.
That is the second police chase story in 7 days where the suspect just went home.
Just went home.
There was that one that we had on the east side last week.
Yeah, he went through the barricades.
You got it. But in this story, it gets worse for this guy.
I would think.
So he's already in trouble for allegedly running from the cops. They believe he has a gun on him. Which
means they're calling in the cavalry.
Okay. Well, when they took him into custody at his home, Tommy, they say they also found an AR-15 type pistol with a drum magazine and a 9mm gun inside the house.
And these are like legit weapons.
Yes. Story on 10NBC says the pistol they found had been stolen out of North Carolina.
I didn't know they made an AR-15 pistol.
This gun, I'm looking at a picture of it.
I know the rifle you see all the time.
I'm looking at a picture of it. This thing looks wild.
It's got to look pretty badass.
It looks wild.
Yeah.
So, so that's bad. That's bad. But somehow it gets worse.
What else?
Police say inside the home they also found suspected mushrooms, meth, fentanyl, and 4 pounds of marijuana.
4 pounds?
4 pounds
Damn.
Of marijuana. That's really bad.
Yeah.
But somehow it gets even worse.
I'm guessing, can I guess?
Go ahead.
He has some cash in the house also?
No, not that.
Oh.
So keep in mind, again, this all started because a guy was allegedly jackassing around on a scooter at 2 a.m. as a 37-year-old man. Well, it turns out there was someone else in the home. A 40-year-old man ended up also arrested. Both of them now charged with possession of a weapon, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of stolen property.
The other guy who's just home.
Yes.
Scooter guy got his buddy in trouble.
You got it. So here's the thing. If the allegations are true, obviously, good, these guys are off the street.
Yeah.
But could you imagine being this 40-year-old guy, you're just sitting at home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you end up in handcuffs.
You're sound asleep.
Thank you. Because your roommate decided to slow speed scooter run from the cops and lead them right back to where all the illegal stuff was.
No kidding.
What?
Oh, God.
Do people, okay.
Like, you think, to imagine what the guy had in the house, he's got to have a little sense. And this guy has no sense.
None.
But how did he even get to this point in the business?
Zero. You know,
to have all that stuff in the house.
Maybe the brains of the operation was the guy at the house.
You'd almost have to be.
Right?
4 pounds of marijuana, that's a ton of weed.
Oh, it's actually much less than a ton. It's more than 3 pounds.
Doesn't it like fill up a table?
4 pounds of marijuana?
Yeah, because it's loose, right?
Are you trying to imagine like what the drug bust looked like?
Yeah, he's trying to
pick it up. Yeah, but they have it all laid out, man.
It is funny because we've talked about like police chases before ending at the person's house or in their driveway, and like there must be some mentality of like
I want to go home.
Well, they can't get me once I'm on my own property. Like that's got to be the argument they're making in their head.
I think I figured it out.
What's
because
that?
Again, last week we had a story of a guy. He pulled up to a police barricade. His house was on the other side of the police barricade. Yeah. Police told him, "Oh, there's been an accident. He can't come through." He just drove through.
Yeah.
They pulled him over. They took his ID. When they told him he was under arrest, he then took off again and drove to his house. I think what it is.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. I think people believe once you get in your house, the cops need a warrant.
Where's your warrant?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, if they have probable cause, they don't need
they
to.
They can just kick in the door.
Well, okay. No.
No, if they're chasing you and they think you're in I don't think they need a why would they need a warrant?
Once they have probable cause, they don't need a warrant to come in your house.
And that would be the chase.
Yeah. You're running from the cops.
Yeah.
So, like, now
you're eventually going to be behind bars.
So, like, going back to this guy, again, just to recap everything that just happened.
Yeah.
37-year-old man on a scooter, 2 in the morning, Bay Street in the city of Rochester. Police say he's violating traffic laws. They believe he has a weapon. They try and pull him over. He takes off on a chase on a scooter. He then goes back to his home, according to police. When they get to the home, they discover that he has 2 guns inside, one of them a stolen AR-15-type pistol with a drum mag, according to police. That was taken from North Carolina. Police say they also found suspected mushrooms, meth, fentanyl, and 4 pounds of marijuana. Police also say there was another man who was just in the house at the time. He was also arrested. They've all been charged with serious crimes. This might be the stupidest criminal story we've ever seen in the history of the break.
Yeah, probably.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so. Hey, that AR-15 with the drum mag.
Yeah.
Is it that old school looking round thing on the bottom? Like it looks like the old Tommy guns that the gangsters use?
It's a modern version of
The old Tommy gun.
Yeah, you got it. Like it looks
so
like.
So it's going to be like Capone up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, take me now, Kamache.
No, that's exactly. Yeah, it's exactly what it looks like. It's a drum. It looks like a drum.
All he needed was like a zoot suit and like one of those old school fedoras.
All right, I just took a picture of it. I'm texting it to you so you can take a look at it on your phone right now.
Yeah, that's.
Tommy, look at your phone right now to see what the gun looks like.
I ain't got it yet.
It's coming in a second. You'll hear it when he gets it. Oh, man!
I know I'll hear it.
No, I'm saying we'll hear it when you get it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Still ain't got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I send it to you? Who did I just send
it
to?
Oh, Mr. Master Phone Man.
My aunt gets a text.
Somebody got a random text.
Somebody got a picture of a gun.
Yeah.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. You know, we're talking about why people go to their house.
Mm-hmm.
Zach writes, we've all played tag. Home is always safe.
Oh, okay.
So,
like there's an ump there going, safe.
Here, come in, guys.
So
in.
We're operating under neighborhood summertime rules.
I guess so, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. So the other thing that's weirded me out, right? Like, if you're selling drugs, how bad are you at selling drugs that you're using a scooter to get around at 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like you wouldn't even be able, like the weapons that they found, you wouldn't be able to carry on you if you're getting around on a scooter.
Unless the 9mm pistol was the one that they suspected was on him. I mean, you could put that in your pocket.
Yeah.
Look, drugs kind of sell themselves.
Yeah.
You don't need a brilliant business
plan. No.
Okay.
You just need to have them on you.
Yeah. But, but you can't afford a car?
No. Well, you know, they try to keep their overhead down.
Okay.
Like those discount airlines?
No, sure,
no,
I get it.
No frills?
But even if we went down that road, right? These guys are also accused of stealing one of the weapons that was found in the house. You want to grab a car while you're out there stealing guns, too? I mean,
wait, boys, you were stealing?
I'm just, like...
Yeah, maybe they're just not good at crime.
No, I just don't understand why you'd be on a scooter at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Scooter? I would even think, like, motorized bike or something would get you... Would be a little bit of an upgrade there.
How about a Vespa?
Oh.
Go with a Vespa.
Yeah. Very European.
Italian drug dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, you're liking a meth? I got it a meth to take it from my Vespa. Like, none of this story makes any sense at all. And I'm bothered because we will defend the intelligence of drug dealers on this show. And I know that sounds silly, but everyone thinks that criminals are idiots, and you cannot be a legitimate idiot and accomplish crime.
Yeah.
You have to be a little bit smart. This gives a bad name to all the drug dealers.
Come
out
on,
there.
Man. Clean up your act.
Be
guys.
Smarter, guys, about dealing your drugs and stealing your guns.
Working your meth.
You couldn't even argue that you were losing them. They had to be like right there alongside you as you pulled into your driveway.
Is that what he thought? Maybe he like cut through a backyard and thought he lost
maybe.
Okay. Well, look, I guess the moral of the story is.
What's that?
One, no matter what you're on, you're probably not going to look as cool running from the cops as you think. Two, if you do run from the cops, there will be serious punishment if you get caught. And three, of all the things you can run from the cops from, scooter is probably
the worst.
All right, let's take a break.